Nolte, Climate Change Deniers Harry and Meghan Use Oil Heirs Private Jet. By John Nolte on November 7, 2023. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle reportedly used an Oil Heirs private jet to attend a Katy Perry concert. This proves they are both climate change deniers. The Sun reports that the climate change is a hoax. Activists jumped on the private jet in California and landed in Las Vegas to see Perry's final Vegas show at the resort's World Theater. During the 40-minute flight, the Harry Meg were accompanied by actress Cameron Diaz, her husband Benji Madden, and actress Zoe Saldana. So, five people on a single flight, and two of those people. The Harry Meg enjoy lecturing the rest of us about climate change, which is a hoax. But because this is the Harry Meg we are talking about, the hypocrisy runs even deeper than the usual celebrity or politician who pays lip service to climate change, which is a hoax, and then jumps on a private jet. Get this. In 2019, Harry actually launched a not-for-profit organization called Travelist that encourages environmentally friendly travel. Changing the way we travel, for good is the company's motto. And we're told Travelist is founded by Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex. Together, our mission is to provide travelers with transparent, actionable information, empowering you to make more sustainable choices, the website Virtue signals. Under the caption Why We Do It, readers are told, as one of the world's largest industries, travel has a huge impact on wildlife, environments and communities across the globe. And while the Harry Meg's cultists read this tripe, Harry and Meghan laugh at you from the airy heights of a private jet. I especially love the irony of the Harry Meg's private jet being funded with oil money. The bottom line here is that people who believe in something behave like they believe in something. For example, I believe in watching a lot of TV, and I behave as though I believe that. You should see all the TVs in my house. You might not believe in watching a lot of TV. We may disagree on that point. But no one can question my commitment to the Watch More TV cause. I live the change I want. The Harry Meg lecture and scold us about how our lifestyles kill the planet. They shame us into changing our ways, and yet they do not change their ways. That private jet likely spewed more carbon in the air than you and I do over a full year. But the Harry Meg do not care because they know climate change is a hoax. The only reason the Harry Meg embrace the hoax is for status within the fascist crowd they are so desperate to hang with, and that's the world's left-wing elite. Barry Obama tells you the planet is warming, which means the oceans will rise, and then he moves right on the ocean. Same with Bill Epstein Island Gates. Knlal tells us the planet is warming and then moves its headquarters right to the edge of the same water they tell us will rise. Climate change is nothing more than a hoax dreamt up by leftists as a backdoor method to push fascist policies. It's a scare tactic based on lies, an easy way to sound virtuous without having to be virtuous, it's bullying hidden in virtue. Had they chose, the Harry Meg could have ordered a limo to take them to Las Vegas. It's a 5-hour drive, but 5 hours in a limo isn't exactly roughing it. Instead, the Harry Meg chose to prove they are climate change deniers through their personal behavior and choices. If the Harry Meg truly believed in climate change, which is a hoax, they would behave as though they believed. Through their behavior, Harry and Meghan prove they are climate change deniers. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.